Harper Audio presents How to Be Black by Baratunde Thurston. This is the author. To my mother, Arnita Lorraine Thurston, who embodied authenticity and taught me how to be Black, American, human, and awesome. I miss you, Mommy Lady. Introduction. Thanks for celebrating Black History Month by acquiring this book. Be not afraid of blackness. Some are born black, some achieve blackness, and others have blackness thrust upon them. Shakespeare. P.S. William Shakespeare never wrote this, but wouldn't it be great if he had? Come on, you know it would. Black Shakespeare, yay! Welcome to How to Be Black, a book I hope will serve as a thrust of blackness in your general direction. First, let's get the disclaimer out of the way. This book is not How to Become a Black Person If You Are Not Already Black. You cannot use this book as a magic potion. You cannot digest the printed copy and expect some supernatural physical transformation beyond painful indigestion. If you purchase the book with the intention of changing your race, I thank you for your money, but there will be no refunds. None. Now, more to the heart of the matter. The odds are high that you acquired this book during the nationally sanctioned season for purchasing Black cultural objects, also known as Black History Month. That's part of the reason I chose February as the publication date. If you're like most people, you buy one piece of Black culture per year during this month, and I'm banking on this book jumping out at you from the bookshelf or screen. Even if you're reading the book years after its original publication, it's probably February-ish on your calendar. That's absolutely fine. You're doing your part to celebrate blackness, whether you are black or not. So I'm going to run with that and offer you some helpful instructions on how to take further advantage of this month. You asked for it. You got a book called How to Be Black, so don't start complaining now. There are, of course, small everyday opportunities to celebrate blackness. Covertly swapping birthday confetti to red, black, and green colors. Giving the secret head nod and mild fist pump to a black person across the restaurant. Stealthily assembling 40-acre tracts of suburban land and mules for conversion into African-American farmland and militia training grounds. The list is endless. But what should one do during the official month designated by the U.S. government for the celebration of Black history? Even for black people, this is no simple task. And if you're not black, well, whoa, the confusion. One can find oneself at wit's end in an attempt to properly recognize the contributions of an entire race to an entire nation across an entire month. Things weren't always this complicated. In 1926, Negro History Week was established by the black historian and author Carter G. Woodson. It was expanded to a full month in 1976 after the government realized that black people's demands for self-determination and an equal seat at the table of American opportunity could be satisfied either through a comprehensive program of economic and political empowerment or by extending the buying season for postage stamps featuring noteworthy black Americans by a factor of 4. Since the establishment of Black History Month, other groups have been similarly honored. March is shared between women and Irish Americans and May among Jews, Asian Pacific Islanders, and older Americans. Yeah, old people get 1/3 of a month. June has been reserved for honoring gay and lesbian pride, along with Caribbean American heritage, explaining June's better-known name as Best Parades Ever Month. Given the rapid demographic changes facing America, you would expect a Latino History Month by now, but National Hispanic Heritage Month covers September 15 to October 15. While it is a 4-week period of time, it's technically not a month and forces those honoring the nation's Latinos to buy two calendars. November is National American Indian Heritage Month, in which Americans are encouraged to recognize the contribution of Native peoples to our great nation by eating turkey and enjoying the bounty of the stolen lands beneath our feet. For school children, the Black History Month ritual is simple and automatic. Make posters out of construction paper, attend the obligatory assembly, and learn one Negro spiritual, exactly one, probably wade in the water. It's also possible that you will sing the Black National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing.